Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Therese Skelly. We're going to have a fabulous conversation with Therese, and I'm going to bring her on the show in just a moment. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. Perhaps that's you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show today. You know, I always want to take a moment to thank all of you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. I'm well aware that time is our most precious asset. So I always want to make sure that this show is value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you're not going to be disappointed today. Now let me introduce Therese, and then we'll take a quick station identification, and then I will bring her on the show. Therese Skelly is a business alchemist. Therese works with mission-driven entrepreneurs who love what they do and are ready to grow their business in a much easier and more authentic way. She blends her background as a psychotherapist, strategist, and business consultant, and masterfully works on the inner game challenges as well as the outer game tactics. From newer business owners who want to design a business that serves their life to the already successful entrepreneurs who want to leverage their time and grow their income, Therese works with individuals like you who have a big desire to make a difference in the world. When we come back from this short break, I'm going to bring Therese on the show and we can get into our juicy discussion for today. I'm Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Well, thank you so much, Therese, for being here on the show and taking time out of your valuable day. Thank you so much for being on The Holistic Entrepreneur with us.
I'm excited. I love these conversations with you, so I like that we get to do this again.
Oh, I love this too. You know, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to who you've become today, and a little bit about what you do, and then we'll talk more about that.
That's a great question. Yeah, I'm kind of the accidental person. Like I'm not the person that you'd be like, oh, but of course. So it was a psychotherapist. In 2001, I went to a life coaching school because that's not a big jump, you know, and I loved it, but my kids were little at the time, and it worked perfectly with, you know, had a little part-time therapy practice and a part-time coaching practice. And then one day in 2005, I saw an ad that says business coaches wanted. And here's what you have to know, Bonnie, there was nothing in my background that would have made any human say, oh, but of course, because, you know, my degree, I have a criminal justice undergrad and I have a counseling master's degree. I had no experience in business. And yet, it was one of those soul nudges, you know, where you're just led, and I was like, okay, that's crazy. And as I'm typing the application, my brain's going, like, really? What the heck are you thinking? And I hit submit thinking, and then the next day I was like, holy crap, they hired me. What am I to do now? So it just literally was, I followed the nudgings, boom, and here I'm a business coach. So I got really good at it. I had great mentoring, like, you know, tip number one, get great mentoring. And so I learned all about coaching and all about marketing and sales and all that kind of stuff. But what I realized along the way, and you appreciate this because we do some similar work here, is that the mindset was the piece. Mm-hmm. Because marketing is not hard. Like, really, it's kind of a formula. But I had so much, I'm the poster child because I have to teach what I needed to learn, right? So, so all the things that I couldn't do, like I couldn't know my value, I couldn't speak about what I did, I was kind of hiding out, I was like, I'm a marketing consultant, so I was hiding out who I really was, what I really wanted to do. Oh, heaven help me, I could not sell for the life of me. So all those things that I bumped into, I understood how to overcome them. I understood, like, oh, it's all mindset. It is like 95% mindset, and then we just package some business stuff around it. But without the proper mindset, that's the deal breaker. Like, that's the success is on the other side. So I really lived into where I am today. That's what I do today. I get to blend. I used to hide out. I used to actually apologize. And I had a chip on my shoulder, like, well, I was only a therapist. I'm sorry. Like, I'm sorry I didn't work at Motorola or work in Silicon Valley. I apologize. It's so insane. And what I teach people when I work with the messaging is there's something in there that is your gift, your power, your magic, but you're not seeing it. And that was my case. And so today, I get to blend my love of all things transformational and spiritual and self-development and personal development and business and marketing. And, so it's really fun because I work with people to grow their businesses. But what happens is they grow themselves. They grow their lives. They become different people along the way. Wahoo! Then they make money. So that's what I do today.
Oh, that is so – there's so many – golden nuggets that were in what you just said. I mean, the whole mindset piece absolutely is huge. I think it's so foundational. You can't build a very good house if you don't have it on a good foundation. And to me, that's what business is like.
Exactly.
But then there's also, you listened in the beginning. In 2005, you listened to your intuition.
Yeah.
Didn't make any sense to you, but you did it anyway because at some level, you knew that this was right. And people don't always listen to their intuition.
Or we let others talk us out of it,
And people, don't, I'm always working with people to step into their power.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really, you had to live it. In fact, what you said before is so true. We learn what we're meant to teach, what we're meant to give back to the world. So helping people step into their power, how do you do that when you work with clients?
So here's what I believe. I come from the perspective, the people that I work with, Bonnie, are the ones for whom their business is their mission, their ministry, their purpose. So it's not just like some cash cow. It's not like they have a hardware store and they're selling screwdrivers, right? Like, I have a hard time making screwdrivers sexy, but I can make you sexy, like in my marketing. Like, so first I understand and I help them get that this is your soul's work. This is your mission. And you've said yes. Now, sometimes you want to just go, what the hell? Like, really? Can't I just go sell shoes, right? But most of us, by the time they come to me, either they understand that it's their soul work or they want to step into something. They might be selling this, but they know they would prefer to sell that. And so if you understand the depth of that, that it is bigger than you, the people I work with, I call them mission-driven. Some people use the term heart-centered, but it's more about mission-driven because I think we're all heart-centered. So so the first is we acknowledge the big mission, the big nature of it. So next, what I do is I help them clear away because guess what? What gets in the way is the little voices inside that say, like, you? Like, who would hire you? You're not enough. You don't have. But there's Tony Robbins. Why should somebody listen to me? Like, that's the little crap that lives on the inside. And so we have to peel away all the stuff that is coming up to be released and revealed is not true anymore. And then there's, it's kind of like good old-fashioned permission. Like, you probably heard this with your work as well. How many people say, I would love to do this. If I could just have the permission, I'm like, boom, you got permission, go, right? So I literally have in my office a little fairy wand, and I'm like, okay, I hit you with fairy wand. You get it. And so then I throw them in the pool, right? So we design, like, the program or whatever, the thing they're going to sell, and I throw them out there, and then we test it. And we come back and go, what happened? How did that go? Oh, you collapsed. Oh, you sabotaged that. Oh, you got scared and lowered your price. Oh, so it's kind of like the feedback loop happens when they're actually doing something as opposed to planning and thinking and, I'm going to, like, get stuff done. Go, 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 go. Because that will evoke the limits. That will push the envelope of where they're going to get stuck. So then we clear that. I do a lot of clearing work as well. And so it's the blend of, like, clearing and then setting up a structure, pushing them in the pool, getting them back out, revamping. So it's, that's the dance.
Yeah, because, you know, I find that, and you probably do too with your clients, Therese, is fear kind of like, I always call it the many faces of fear. Mm-hmm. Fear keeps us from doing things. It's the procrastination, the perfectionism, the imposter syndrome, the who am I to be, you know, say this or whatever. And so you pushing them out there, they got to break through that. And at the same time, it sounds like you're dealing with the stuff that's keeping them stuck, the limiting beliefs, the things that they have to, you know, be free of so that they can step into their power.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, the term that I have coined, because it's really a visceral, so I take my hands and I, like you're squeezing your fingers together, and I, you know, hashtag no collapsing. Because what I know is that our brains, like, biologically are wired for fear. Our brains are wired. Like, that is our default, our set point. You're wired to be afraid because, God forbid, the pterodactyl is going to come and eat you. You know what I mean? So,
right.
So that's the norm, especially when we're pushing. Like, what I say is, if you're not scared, you're not expanding. If you're sitting in your living room comfy, Nothing's pushed. But if you're like, okay, cool, I'm going to go get that speaking gig, or I'm going to raise my fees, or I'm going to make some calls, that's where your brain is like, oh, hell no. And our brains are wired to keep us safe. And but if we don't understand that, oh, isn't that fascinating? Those are just some chemicals firing. We listen to that, then we get stuck. So I work with my clients on, look at this stop-start pattern you're in. Whenever it's a stop-start, you've sabotaged. There's something unconsciously that kicked in. And so when I show them, like, you must not collapse. So it's like, okay, isn't that fascinating? There's that part of me that's so freaking scared. Like, I just literally could wet myself right now. And that's okay. That's all right. I'm going to keep going. Like, you have to learn how to push through the fear and how to be uncomfortable and be, like, complete, like, suck. You have to learn how to suck and be okay failing. Like, you have to. But most of us have so much shame, Bonnie, that we're like, I couldn't do that. I could.
Yeah,
what if it's not perfect, or what if they don't like, you know, and it's just like, and those are the wounds that get kicked in that we have to work with in order to have people move forward.
Mm. Oh, I love that. So once you help someone move through that and push through their fear to step into their power, how important is it to add themselves, their authenticity, their personality to the marketing stuff?
So important. And here's the why. So one of the questions I say is, imagine if there were 100 of you in a room. So let's say there were 100 business coaches or 100 web designers, whatever your, you know, your industry or your competition would be. How is somebody going to choose?
Mm-hmm.
Because what we do, the mistake most people make is we sound like everybody else. Or we use platitudes. I'll take you from where you are to where you want to go. What the hell does that mean? You know what I mean? Or we rely on our, you know, I work with, like, acupuncturists and naturopaths, a lot of people that have processes. I do 5 elements. We can do moxibustion. I'll use micro. What the heck? So what I tell people is, especially now, I mean, think of how many marketing messages you, my personal favorite offense is when you're sitting in a toilet and there's a flipping marketing message in front of you. I'm like, that, like, really? Like, there's nothing sacred. I don't need to know the taxi in the restaurant down the street while I'm taking, anyway. So that makes me nuts. But there's so much marketing, just slam, 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 slam. How do you stand out? How do you be different? How do you, if you're selling the same thing, like if you're a web designer, at the end of the day, you're creating websites. It's the same product. The way you do it might be a little different. The pricing might be different. But the end goal is the same. The only way you stand out is when I say it's not what you think it is. Yeah? It's obviously you must have credentials. You must have credibility. You must have testimonials, all the things. But what really hooks people, and particularly in my opinion, if it's a female buying audience, I think we're really relational. We're not looking for, like, I don't care who it is. Bottom line, give me the best deal. Most women don't pick that way. Most women go, oh, my gosh, you have kids? Oh, me too. Really? Your son likes science? Oh, let's talk about that. And you like hiking? Oh, see, the things that most people don't put in their bios are actually what would make somebody go, I think I could relate to her. Oh, I could trust her. And so I think that's the sad part is, you know, people either work with a mentor that messages them or designs their work in such a way that they're not in there, mm-hmm. or they're removed, like third person, wah, 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 and there's no smack or hint. So how am I supposed to buy something from you? I can't even feel you. I don't even know what you do. So I think that's the key.
Oh, that is so priceless information mm-hmm. and insight, because it's making me look at like my bio mm-hmm. in a different way as well. You know, because, and I think that's, and I talk, you know, with people about that in terms of, you know, being your authentic self and all that, mm-hmm. but really getting that authentic you out there, that's what's going to make you different. That is so cool.
Yeah, it is. And I don't think it's taught. You know, I know there are some people that's like, oh, I have a messaging program, just fill the blanks. And I'm like, oh, holy hell. No, it's not just to fill the blank. You know, and I'll give you an example. Bonnie, one of my clients, this was a few years ago, she came to me, and this was like, she was a fiery redhead. This woman had a mouth like a sailor. Of course, I loved her for that reason. But she was really and like counterculture, and she was like all that. And she had this website. I think she was, at the time, was trying to sell herself as a law of attraction coach. And her website had, you know, the typical lotus flower and soft pastels. And the coach that she had worked with, I know her, and she has a really good reputation. And I just was like, really? Like, what happens here that you actually would, like, I can't even believe that you did this. And she said, well, my coach thought, and I just was like, did she ever talk to you? did your coach ever listen to one of your stories? Because holy heck, this is not you at all. And so that's what happens. Sometimes we don't know, or we abdicate, oh, well, so-and-so said that would sell for me. Or like me, for a long while, I was afraid to put out what I really wanted to be. So there's a blend of the why it doesn't happen, but it's hard. Like, this is not... You know, messaging isn't, like I say, it's not like a tattoo where it's like a one and done. It's constantly evolving. Who you are a year ago, you might say the same things or you might not say the same. So that's the hard part. It's just because you're always evolving, or you should be always evolving.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so true. So, you know, if I was going to refer a client to you, mm-hmm. Therese, what kind of person would that be?
Oh, thank you. And I would welcome that, my friend. Yeah. So the people that I love, love, love to work with, I like people that are a little fearless, that are, that, you know, one of my most high performing clients, she's so cool. I have so much fun with her. Now, most people, the people I work with best are service, they are the service, right? So again, I don't want a hardware store. I just want to, you know, mm-hmm. I don't really market restaurants. People for whom you are the service, so it's a consultant, a coach, a speaker, a naturopath, or somebody that they have to sell themselves. And the ones that I love, 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 and I have the best results with are the people that say, okay, I'll just do whatever you tell me. Mm. Meaning they can implement stuff. They can get, you know, like, hey, this person will say, okay, I want you to raise your rates. I want you to pick up the phone and call those three people. I want you to... So there's that, and then also is willing to do this one session with this client. We were doing clearing, and I was like, wait a minute, I think you're carrying something for your husband. Oh, it's your husband's 6-year-old. And I'm laughing, going, oh, good Lord, we're going off the rails here. And she's like, okay, cool, let's go. So, like, alrighty. So they can also appreciate everything is energy, and so many things that hold us back and block us aren't even ours. They're in the cultural, in the ancestry, in the DNA, and the gender. There's so much stuff. So my best people are the ones that both want the action, the implementation, and I also go, okay, cool. Like, just like right now, as before our call, one of my clients is going, I'm holding a retreat. Can you check in? And I'm muscle tested. I'm going, yeah, you're blocking it. Yeah.
Yeah.
See what I mean? That's the people that are open to that level of like, oh, cool, that other world, the unseen, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and I'm so into that, but you know, everyone, not everyone is. So yeah, it's that kind of person. So you know, how do people start? Say they have a business already, and it's really kind of, you know, what somebody said they should do mm-hmm. or whatever, but they're not in there.
Right.
You know, they're not.
Right.
They're not present. The authenticity, you know, who they are really at a soul level isn't in there. How do you start?
Yeah, so I'll give you my, this is like my messaging 101, okay? So I'll give you some places to look. And this to me, Bonnie, is a kaleidoscope. So this isn't again, I don't do anything templatized, fill the blanks, and there's your message. For me, the best work I do is when I talk to somebody, it's an energetic. So we'll be talking, yeah. and they'll be like, whoa, 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 hey, hey, say that again. And we're both getting goosebumps, and it's like, boom, that's it. That's what you say, you know.
Yeah.
But without me, without me on the other end of the line.
Yeah.
So there's some places. Now, people say, why does it matter? And so you have to understand the why it matters is because of what I said earlier. Mm-hmm. People have to understand that they can connect with you, like you, trust you. They want to know your journey. Again, if you're selling a service, like if you're selling a pair of shoes, it doesn't matter what you've overcome. It's shoes. Who cares, right? But most of us aren't selling a commodity. So if you are the service, you must position yourself in certain ways. So there's like a few places that we could look. Number one is, what have you overcome? I've overcome, you know, I shared the hard part of my journey, but in the hard part, meaning that I didn't know all those things, I also lost my house, had to file bankruptcy, mm-hmm. went into foreclosure, all that other kind of stuff. And the storyline around that is, I got to do that, so you don't have to. It became, right. before I didn't fancy myself as a money coach because I was so messed up with my own money, clearly, right? And so I got to overcome being a Cinderella with money, not being responsible, not managing it, having so many money issues. Today, I'm saving women from making that mistake. I overcome, you know, having a background with so much shame and not feeling ever good enough that blah, 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 right? So the overcoming yeah. things that I have gone through and I speak about, my people go, oh, thank you, you would relate to me. So you want to think, is there a place mm-hmm. you've overcome? Now, it's not like you're in the middle of the messy divorce going, and you won't believe what the bastard did. Like, you know, that's just yeah. messy, right?
Right?
Usually the overcoming is either it's something you're going to teach. So in my case, those two things I shared, I teach those that are part of my platform, my foundation. Or it's a story that shows character. Mm-hmm. Like maybe you were a cancer survivor, or maybe your husband died, or something like that, where you might not be teaching that, or that might not be part of your business, but wow, like really, you did that? Like one of the women I worked with started sharing her adoption story. Now, she does marketing, has nothing to do with adoption, but her journey and the reconnection and who she had to become, all we related all of that to who she is with you, kind of deal. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely.
So overcoming is the first one. The next one is, and I really like this one, what pisses you off? Like what? What just makes you flipping nuts? Because, see, I think in marketing, because I've been in this business now 10 years, like we get afraid of being polarizing. We're afraid to be like, you said that? You thought that? You were that girl? And I'm not saying to be a mean girl and call people out, but you've heard me say 2 to 3 times, I don't do templates. I hate blueprints. Mm-hmm. Like, you've heard me kind of, that's my stand. Like, you know, like, so when one of my marketing coaches actually said to me, like, what things piss you off in the industry? And it was people don't go deep enough. They just give people a stupid template or blueprint, and then they shame them when they can't do it. And so I found, and I didn't even know, like, oh, my God, that depth stuff I do is kind of important. So if you ask, mm-hmm. like, what pisses me off? What should not happen? What is not right? You know, maybe you're a health coach, and you say, it is not right that you can't lose weight. Like, it's not true. It's not true that you have to be on all these drugs if you're a 50-year-old woman to get your hormones down. That's not true. See what I mean? Mm-hmm. So you might have like a position that's like, no, 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 no. So it's like pissed off, and what's your position?
Mm-hmm.
Another one that's sort of fun is, what's something that somebody would, like your, what are your quirks? Or what's something about you that's unique or different? Now people say, like, who cares about that? Well, duh, people care. like the first thing. You know, in the old days, we used to go to resumes. Oh, no, no, no. The first thing, I go to somebody's about page. I go to their Facebook page, and I go to their about page. That's how I'm vetting you, not on what your credentials are, but on mm-hmm. who you are. What are you sharing? And if you do something, like, for example, one of my colleagues, he was kind of confused in his marketing. He's like a mastermind friend of mine, and so I was working with him, and I was like, okay, dude, tell me, like, what's cool? Like, what have you done? And he said, well, you know, I did like 200 skydives. And I was like, what? Now that shows me that alone. Like, you're crazy. Like,
yeah.
You're crazy. And he talked about this whole process of, you know, the first few jumps are tandem, and so you have the instructor on your back, and then there's the solo jumps, and I came up with this campaign of, like, Tom on your back. Like, imagine if you have Tom on your back doing your marketing with you. So you're not going to just fly out of the plane alone. And we used the whole metaphor. I pulled out this whole metaphor. And that's the kind of stuff. It's like, is there something that you've either done that you can tie in or something that you've done that's just flipping cool? Like I'm sorry, if you've hiked Kilimanjaro, you're just like, you're just cool.
Yeah.
To me, if you can do a spreadsheet, you're pretty cool, because I can't. But but it's like, that's the kind of thing. It's like, oh, because it shows character. And the other thing is just the journey, you know, it's kind of who you are, the journey, the personality, the pictures. It's all necessary. It's all necessary. Now, this doesn't take away the credibility. I'm not saying just be like, okay, here's my kids and I on the beach. You have that, but then you also say, and here's the professional stuff. Here's the credentials. Here's the training I've had. Here's the testimonials.
Oh, gosh. There have been so many wonderful things in our conversation today. I've taken a bunch of notes.
Good.
So now, because life is busy and people's brains are full of stuff, if people could only remember one more thing today, what do you think is the most important message to leave with our listeners today?
Yeah, I think the most important thing is that, oh, my God, there's so many most important things.
I know.
If it's in your soul to do, it's yours to do. And yeah. We get wacky on the, but I don't know how, I don't know. Just be quiet. What's the next step? Be quiet. What's the next step? Like for me, when I got, you're supposed to be a business coach, I should have talked myself out of that. And I'm like, okay, that's crazy. I'll take that one next step. And then I'll do the one next interview. And then I'll get, you see what I mean? So it's just say yes to the one next little step, and don't let that little gremlin, remember, no collapsing, don't let the little voice talk you out of it.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, that's priceless and so needed. And I think we all need to hear that because we all have those situations where we have some, like, I should, no, I shouldn't, mm-hmm. you know, and we listen to the gremlin. So,
yeah.
So that's awesome. Golden nugget to leave people with today. Well, I know, oh gosh, I have enjoyed our conversation so much, and I know that people are going to want more of you, Therese. So what's the best way that they can find more of you and connect with you if they want to?
Yeah, so I'm bringing a freebie. You know, because part of the issue that I always struggled with, and everybody struggles with, we all do, is owning your value, understanding who you are, understanding why you should charge what you charge, what's the difference between you and Tony Robbins, if they could have Tony, why should they have you, right? And so the gift I have is, it's called Breaking Free, like understanding what you bring and the value that you are. And so I will just tell you, Bonnie, I start off with an assessment. So there's like a, I don't know, 30-question checklist. And you will be shocked at the indicators of where you're not on your value. Because the concept is like a little fuzzy, but when you go through my checklist, you'll be like, oh my gosh, I'm not. And if you... And you are, hopefully you are, but most people don't. And so I just give, it's just a nice checklist, and there's some audios and some worksheets about how do you own your value? How do you really, you know, because if you can do that, that's where the money is made. And so that's what I want to give you, that gift.
Awesome. Oh, that's a fabulous gift. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And I'll put the link to your main website.
Perfect.
and right on the show page. And then also your free gift will be available for all of our listeners. They can access it on the gift page. And, gosh, I have just thoroughly enjoyed our conversation.
We always
today.
Have fun together, yeah.
I knew I would. I was looking forward to it. So thank you so, so much for your time. And I know you're a busy person, so thank you so much for sharing your wisdom with all of us. And I'm so excited that this show reaches people all over the world. And so your message goes out there, and I am so glad that I can be a small part of that.
Thank you. God bless you.
Now, I always want to remind you that The Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at bonniegressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.